I'm Dee Mae Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music by Pink Martini from their Sympathique CD. We'll find out more about their music at pinkmartini.com. Today we feature 26 Miles by Chiara Alegria Hudes. She's the sole playwright of Profile Theater's 2017 season. We'll talk with artistic director Josh Hecht, director Rebecca Martinez, and actress Juliana Torres. We'll hear about the play, 26 Miles, and about the rest of Profile season. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, live. Yes, it's a live show in the KBOO studio. With me in the KBOO studio, artistic director Josh Hecht. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome. You're a first-timer here.
I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome to Stage and Studio. And director Rebecca Martinez, you've been here before, but hello and welcome
hello.
Back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. And actress Juliana Torres from 26 Miles. Yes. Welcome. You're a first-timer as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you all here. So I know this is Tech Week. So I, you know, thank you for being here and making the time, because it's like, you know, it's a horrible week for a lot of things because you're working night and day, you know, and obviously you took half an hour out to be here today. So thanks for being on Stage and Studio. So before we start, Josh, you've already done one play, A Soldier's mm-hmm. Fugue, but this is your first season with Profile Theater.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you're originally from New York City.
I am.
And we haven't had a chance to talk about this on the air yet. You
right.
know, we've
That's
talked
right.
a little bit before. How are you finding this theater community and working at Profile, all of that? How's
I love
it going?
It. You know, I'd been here once before about 5 years ago. At I did a project at JAW at Portland Center Stage. So I was a little bit familiar with the city. And I will, you know, there's a lot about the city that feels very familiar to me, in that it's a left-leaning, progressive, politically and culturally active city. There's a lot of art here. That feels really great. I've been surprised to discover the incredible breadth of art here. There's many more cultural institutions and many more types of cultural institutions than I had anticipated. So that's really
well, good. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. I mean, I've been here for a very long time, mm-hmm. and we still have a lot of work to do regarding cultural art versus culture, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and many cultures, but it helps to have that perspective, mm-hmm. you know, from fresh eyes. It seems like you're really very much part of the community now, at least the theater community, and you produced Elliot, A Soldier's Fugue, also by Hudes, which dealt with experiences of a returning vet from the Iraq War, and you're about to open 26 Miles, and that's the story of an estranged mom and teenage daughter who take a spontaneous road trip. They end up on the run, but have an adventure of discovery and hopefully reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So what is it about Chiara Alegria Hudes, and I hope I'm pronouncing her mm-hmm. name correctly, what is it about her plays that Profile wanted to dedicate a whole season
right.
to her?
Right, so that our mission puts a single playwright at the center of the season. And, you know, we are looking for writers who have enough of a body of work to warrant a full year's investigation, but who are still really in the full bloom of their work, so that there's as many new plays to come as there are plays behind them, writers who are really tackling with the biggest, most critical issues of our time. And I think Chiara does all of those things. We're also in the middle of a diversity and inclusion initiative where we're only producing writers of color and women writers for the next 3 years. And then within that pool, Chiara is one of our most important writers. She's only 40 years old, but she's already a Pulitzer Prize winner, a Tony nominee, and a Pulitzer Prize finalist for 3 different works.
Well, you're going to be producing one of the play that she won the Pulitzer Prize for,
that's right.
which is Water by the Spoonful.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
And that's coming up in mm-hmm. November. We'll mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about that later. But her plays seem to tell personal stories of contemporary people.
Yes, very much
you
so.
You know, very much that's relevant right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're struggling. With mm-hmm. with life's challenges. Mm-hmm. Is that a recurring theme in all the works that you're producing this year?
It is. I would definitely say that. You know, one of the things that's really wonderful about this mission is that we get to explore different sides of the same artistic voice. So Elliot chronicled 3 generations of a Puerto Rican-American family in Philadelphia, all of whom have been in the American military, the grandfather in Korea, the father and the mother in Vietnam, and the son, Elliot, as you said, in Iraq. And this this play, 26 Miles, is a much more intimate voice. It's a more feminine voice. It's a funnier, charming, sort of spunky story. And so we like being able to show very different sides of her writing.
Well, in case you just joined us, you're listening to Stage and Studio. And if you missed any of this show or want to hear the interview again, visit stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. I'm Dima Roberts, talking with Profile Theater's Artistic Director Josh Hecht. We're going to be talking with director Rebecca Martinez and actress Juliana Torres from Profile Theater's 26 Miles by Chiara Alegria Hudis. It's the story of an estranged mom and teen on the run together, you know, kind of like Thelma and Louise. That's how I envision it. Let's listen to a clip when the mom decides to take her daughter on the road.
Morning. Ugh, my neck.
Hey, how are you feeling, Nina?
I can't believe the sun's out. I slept.
You snored.
Really?
Like a grizzly bear.
Sorry.
Please, it was music to my ears.
I'm ravenous. My stomach feels like a black hole.
Your choice, banana or granola bar. Then we'll go find a real lunch.
Banana. I'm so confused. What time is it?
I left my watch in the car.
Whoa. What part of Philly is this?
I got a road map. You can be my navigator.
Did you get lost?
Sort of.
Where are we?
Lima.
Ohio State?
I just drove. I just kept driving.
Oh my God.
You were sound asleep back there. I didn't want to wake you.
Are you crazy?
I haven't heard you snore like that since you were six.
What, are you kidnapping me?
My foot wouldn't come off the gas pedal.
Dad's gonna kill me. He was right.
What?
Nothing.
What did he say about me?
You're irrational.
I thought maybe we could take a trip. Drive? Talk? Get to know each other?
I left him a note saying I'd be back on Monday.
Well, a short trip.
He could call the cops.
And that was a clip from 26 Miles at Profile Theater, wonderfully recorded by Sharath Patel. It was a beautiful. And that Juliana, you were in that, Juliana Torres?
Yes, that was me.
And who else was in the clip?
That's Alex.
Alex Ramirez de Cruz, who is playing Olivia.
Okay. Well, it was wonderfully performed, too.
Thank you.
Rebecca, how do you describe 26 Miles? What's at the heart of the story of this road trip?
For me, the heart of the story is really this teenage girl who's looking for her place. She's looking for a literal place where she feels she can belong, where she can feel at home. She is, her mother has been estranged for many years. She also is, she comes from a bicultural background. So her mother is Cuban, her father is Jewish. She was raised with one culture and one parent with little connection to the other side. And so there's many places where she's looking for the other side of herself, and also really looking to see who she is and where she belongs, and where she finds out that her place is a little different than she had been thinking.
Well, that's something that the playwright Hudis can relate to, because she is also bicultural, right?
She's Puerto Rican and Jewish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's interesting. She put that as the character. I mean, I like it when there's always biracial or bicultural people in plays. So when you have a play based on a road trip, that can be tricky to direct, you know?
Correct.
Because you're covering a lot. How many miles do they actually cover in the play? 26 miles?
Is it more than 26 miles?
That's what I thought.
They travel from outside of Philadelphia to Yellowstone in Wyoming.
That's a long ways.
A long trip.
I don't know how long. Have you mapped it out? How long is that?
Oh, yeah. We did.
2,000
I can't remember.
Or something?
Yeah, yeah,
like
I would 2,000 think
so.
Miles.
So how do you suggest the car and traveling across the country? You know, I always think that's fun when you see that theatrically.
I believe in simplicity in those cases, and I believe, how can we give just enough of a hint to allow the audience to use their imagination, so that we can just give, here's the suggestion, here's the gesture,
here's the projection
of a car. No. Yeah, here's the idea. And then working, and we're still working, you know,
yeah,
to figure
yeah.
out how we can make each of these car journeys, which by very nature feel a little static, and the setup how we can put them in and create a way that make them feel accessible and open and vibrant and active.
Yeah, throughout. Yeah. Is it most, I mean, it's, I know there are other actors in the show, but it really is about the mother and daughter. It's two characters. So Hulana, I'm just wondering how, you know, when you have a road trip like this, I notice that really, you know, you put two people in a confined space, right? And they have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
So what comes out in this conversation that they have with, or conversations that they have with each other?
It definitely creates a lot of awkward moments, especially for essentially two strangers. And it's a mother and daughter who have such a deep bond and connection, but really don't know anything about each other. They haven't seen each other in a very long time. So in essence, that road trip is really that breaking ground of making them have to give and take, you know?
Well, how do you describe the character that you play?
She's a tough cookie.
What's her name for one thing?
Beatrice.
Okay. And she's a tough cookie.
Yeah, she's had a hard run, and she's definitely toughened herself to it. And she's Cuban, so she has a certain already sense of, not trying to say that actual word.
What's the Spanish word for it?
Cojones.
Okay. There you go. Well, so she's really strong and gutsy.
She is, but yeah. She's very vulnerable also, mm-hmm. and that's where it's tricky to play with.
But they haven't seen each other like 8 years, is that correct?
Yeah, they saw each other recently, but she hasn't lived with her in 8 years.
Oh, in 8 years. Yes. Yeah. So that
5 months was the last time
tension.
They'd seen each other.
Well, you know, that's a lot for a teenage girl.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's a huge part of her life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the daughter's been going through her changes, becoming a woman.
And how old is she in the play?
15.
Yeah, that's most of her life.
Yeah, and she hasn't had her mother there.
Yeah.
So
they got a lot to work out, don't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, absolutely, on both ends.
Yeah, so they go on this journey together, and I imagine that this helps their relationship.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right.
In the end game.
Because it seems like, you know, every parent and child could really relate to this situation.
Oh, 100%.
Because even if you haven't been separated for 8 years, it seems like even as you know, kids become teenagers, it just seems like there is a division and a rift.
They change.
You know? Yeah.
I'm the mother of a teenager and a preteen, and it's kind of that point in life where you no longer are this dream parent. You know, you have to be a real person. You have to start relinquishing information about yourself you don't necessarily want to, but your kids, you know, they're getting older and they understand more things. And in order for them to connect with you on a human level and to understand that you're not perfect as a parent, you have to kind of talk about yourself. And that happens in the car also. She has to kind of start to let her know a little bit about her past and her history, and it's uncomfortable at times, and it's enlightening for Olivia in ways too, because Olivia is the daughter. These are things she didn't know about her mother, and she didn't have that contact with her.
And it's a difficult transition because she's not a kid anymore.
Yes.
You know, you're learning how to talk to her as an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? A growing adult.
Yeah, you can't pull the wool over her eyes anymore.
Right. Yeah. That sounds fascinating, and I think that a lot of parents and children could relate to it, but I also think just anybody who's been a child, which is everybody, mm-hmm. can relate to that, you know, feeling that way about their parents. What do you like about her, and what don't you like about her? Your character.
About Beatrice, I definitely like her freedom as a person. I relate to that. My daughter was watching the other day and she went, "Oh my gosh, Mom, that is you." So it's fun to be able to have, you know, the loudness and the freedom of speech that she has in the play. I always feel a lot better when I can swear. But she is also, I think, a little blind to some things. And you know, I relate to her in many ways, but as a mother, there's parts of her I don't, and I can relate to Olivia in many ways too. So I think that there's that side of her that I guess if it was the part I didn't like, it would be the side where she just kind of doesn't seem to see around her until it's really thrown in her face.
Well, so is this appropriate for ages, say 14 and up, or, you know, any teenager?
Yeah, there is some strong language and some talking about some adult things, but I do think that we have a 15, I mean, the actor's not 15, but this is a 15-year-old dealing with some very strong things, and we know that many adults do.
I mean,
and many teenagers mm-hmm. also are dealing with those things. So mm-hmm. I would say so.
Definitely. I think that many teenagers will see themselves in this story and will see their family in this story. So I think it's really perfect for families, in fact.
So Rebecca and Hulana, is this the first time both of you have worked at Profile, in a Profile production?
It is.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
For Profile, yes.
And also is the first time on a Hudi's play?
Yes.
Yeah?
I was able to get an observership to work with Kiara in New York City,
really?
Signature Theater, on her play Daphne's Dive. And I was able to spend 6 weeks in a room watching her work with director Tommy Kail every day, because she was in the room the entire process, and just really got a sense of who she is as a human and a writer and an activist and a proponent for both Latinx stories and for teenage girls and for women. And it was that is something that I felt I was able to bring into the room, was those 6 precious weeks I was able to spend watching her work.
Well, and so were you able to call her up and say, hey, I'm doing your play and, you know, I've got a question here. Did you feel comfortable to do that?
I did. I did let her know that we were doing it, and she sent all her gratitude for us and for the cast, and she was very excited, and she did send some good wishes and a request for some production photos.
Aha. And I see you looked at Josh over there. Production photos on the list. Okay.
Oh, it's on the list.
And she and I talked a bit about, particularly about representing mothers and representing complex women on the stage. And, you know, you'd be surprised, or maybe not surprised, how infrequently we see this kind of mother-daughter conversation on the stage. And she was saying in particular that she felt that she was tired of seeing the long-suffering mother on stage all the time, and she wanted to present a different kind of motherhood.
And it sounds like a more gutsy and, you know, sure of herself kind of mom, too.
Oh, yes,
would
she
you say
is.
That, Hulana?
She definitely
yeah.
is.
Well, you know, I'm wondering also, you know, this is for Hulana and Rebecca. When you're working on a production, you often have like favorite moments, and they change throughout the rehearsal process. And now it's Tech Week, so who knows? But what are your favorite moments from the play for both of you right now? Anybody want to take that on?
You have one first. You go first.
I think starting out, my favorite moment was a moment when they're in the car and Beatriz puts on her music and starts to wildly dance to her music, and Olivia is not pleased. she's not as excited about it. So that it started off being my favorite, but I think now it's turning into some of the more in-depth scenes where me personally as an actress, I've had to really have conversations with myself of how to bring myself to it, but still be true to Beatriz. And I've had this conversation with Rebecca, and they're very vulnerable moments, and they've been difficult moments for me. And so I think now I'm starting to appreciate those moments much more because of the work I've had to do for them.
And for you, Rebecca?
There are moments when Olivia, the daughter, is who the character is so different from her mother and feels so much like her father. And there's moments where she is appreciating this person her mother is and getting to know who she is, and because of doing that is starting to feel a little bit more grounded in the world. And those are the moments that I'm really tuning in and appreciating right now, because I think that feels that comes to being a complete story between both mother and daughter.
Wow. Wow. It just sounds so complex. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dimi Roberts talking with Rebecca Martinez, who's the director, and actress Hulana Torres from Profile Theater's 26 Miles. Also here is Josh Hecht, artistic director of Profile. And I just want to give the info about the show. 26 Miles by Chiara Alegria Hudis. Previews at Profile Theater June 15th and 16th coming up. Official opening is June 17th. The show runs 2 weekends only till June 25th. All shows are at the Morrison Stage at Artist Repertory Theater. That's located at 1515 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland. There is an ASL interpreted performance on June 23rd. All shows are at 7:30 p.m. with matinees at 2 p.m. Show runs 90 minutes with no intermission. My favorite kind of show. For more info or tickets, visit profiletheater.org or call Profile Theater's box office at 503. It says 506 on here, but that's a typo, right?
That's a typo.
I made a mistake. 503-242-0 0080 during Tuesdays through Friday from noon to 4. And you can get all that info at stationstudio.org or kbu.fm/stationstudio, as well as the podcast later today of the show. So you want to give a shout out to the rest of the actors? Let's do that. You got Chris Harder, Jimmy Garcia.
Hey.
Yeah. Alex Ramirez de Cruz.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is this the same woman who was in Tomas?
It is.
I love Tomas.
I'm so excited.
Shout out for Tomas and the Library Lady at Oregon Children's Theater.
All these actors I've had the privilege of working with before, and they're such lovely humans.
And it's going on tour. Do you want to do a shout out for the tour production?
Tomas is going on tour in the fall. It's going to tour around Oregon, just in a few different communities to bring the show out.
And you can check that out at octc.org. OCTC.org. Awesome. That was sort of spur of the
moment. And that one's directed by Francisco Garcia.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. It's just a beautiful play. Yeah. So in the time remaining, also, Josh, I just was wondering, just looking as a producer and watching this develop from the first read through tech rehearsals, you know, give us your take on that whole, you know, how's it grown?
Well, you know, we started by doing 3 days of table work before we started rehearsals, about 3 weeks or so before rehearsals with the cast and Rebecca. And that was great because we got to spend some time creating histories and sharing with each other. And I'm always so impressed and so moved by the way that actors who might barely know each other around a table start revealing the most intimate details of their lives and personalizing the material. It was really lovely to watch. And then, you know, Rebecca is, she's a real artist and a real painter, in fact, with people on the stage. And so particularly as the production has moved into the theater this past weekend, and as she started to work with the designers, seeing the way that she's utilizing the full space, staging things in the audience, behind the audience, all over the Morrison, has been really beautiful to watch.
So Rebecca, Josh sent me this document that had like some of the pictures that you use for inspiration for the road trip. Mm-hmm. So that really helped, you know, to me, like help visualize, and I'm sure that's why you did that, right?
Absolutely.
Because it is a travelogue of sorts.
I'm a huge fan of travel. I used to live in Nebraska and Colorado, and that's what we would do, is we would drive on road trips.
So, Helena, do you feel like you're driving on a road trip in this show?
Absolutely.
Well, then Rebecca's job is done.
Yeah. There's a lot of stops, too. So a lot of stops. Remember where we are, getting the map out. So 100% feel like I'm
awesome,
on a road trip.
Awesome. So I want to give a shout out to the in-dialogue sessions that you have. Mm-hmm. Of course, the first one is a party after the show. So woohoo on opening night. But some of the other events I thought sounded interesting is June 22nd, the Thursday show, a cultural interview of youth honoring challenging traditions. And this, all your talks are like before the show, right? Except for the actor talkbacks, which is after the show.
Correct.
But 6:55, and it's a discussion with Rosita Rendon, a coordinator for Latino Network's Studio Latino After School program. I guess that Lieutenant, okay. And so that sounded interesting to me. And also you've got on June 23rd, Martha Grover. Now she is author of, and I can't pronounce it, Somnambulist?
Correct.
Somnambulist,
that's
right. Zine? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about the history of zines, per zines. How does that apply in the play?
Olivia is a zine maker.
There you
so
go.
So the play takes place in the late 1980s, pre the internet really, but when zine culture was at its height.
Yeah, that was all Xeroxing and
correct.
Photocopying,
that's exactly
right?
Typing on typewriters.
On a typewriter.
Yeah, yeah, which sounds good to me. So I didn't know that about her. So that's June 23rd. And then Saturday, June 24th, you've got Patricia Schechter, who's talks about women on the road, some paths to the present. So, you know, the whole Thelma and Louise idea, you know, which is really strong for women, I think, you know, because that bonding buddy trip, you know, the
it's
buddy.
Empowering.
So she's going to talk about the rich history of to women, travel, and ideas regarding 26 miles. So that's Patricia Schechter. She teaches women's history at Portland State University. I mean, all these events are part of 26 Miles at Profile Theater, and that's performing at Artist Repertory Theater, 1515 Southwest Morrison Street. And you can get more, just the complete list that was just highlights. For more info and tickets, visit profiletheater.org, box office 503-242-0080. And I have that at stationstudio.org, kbu.fm/stationstudio. We have a couple of minutes. You guys want to, you know, you want to just give a shout out for the November production?
Sure. So we've got two other things this season. September 18th, we're going to do our 20th anniversary benefit celebration. It's going to be a big party, and it's also going to feature a concert with songs from Kiara Hudes' three musicals, In the Heights.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah, In the Heights, right.
And Barrio
Girl. We didn't mention that.
So we're very excited for that. And then in November, we'll do her Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Water by the Spoonful, in rotating rep with its sequel, The Happiest Song Plays Last.
Because The Soldier's Fugue, that's like the first Eliot part of the trilogy, right?
That's right.
It's called the Eliot Trilogy.
That's right. And that production in November is the first time that those two award-winning plays will have been produced in rotating rep with the same cast, design team, and director
that's
ever in the country.
That's not done very much as far as rotating rep itself in Portland. I can't even think of, you know. I mean, there was a smaller production that was done recently, but this sounds like a huge endeavor.
It's the biggest production we've ever done. Yes, and we'll have both casts in rehearsal for 7 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, that sounds exciting, too, to complete the whole trilogy of Eliot plays. So that's awesome. Rebecca Hulana, shout-outs for what's coming up after this production or even thinking about it. I know Rebecca is, but, you know.
Well, I'm excited that I will be a part of Water by the Spoonful with Josh.
There you go.
I'm really excited for that time, yes.
So that is coming up, yeah.
Absolutely.
And shout-out for what's up for you next.
I'm headed back to New York City for a while, which is going to be exciting because I haven't spent a lot of time there. But I'm just I begin heavy work with the Drama League Directing Fellowship that I got.
Congratulations. Tell us about that. You just, like, mention it as an aside, you know. Yeah, what is that?
It's a National Directing Fellowship. Fellowship for directors to work together, but also there's a lot of professional development that's done and a lot of connecting directors who've worked in smaller theaters with larger companies to help with, like, scope, help with connections, networks. And then in January 2018, we'll be presenting a fully produced showcase in rep of our own work off-Broadway. At the Sheen Center.
It's been wonderful watching your career grow like this, Rebecca, because I remember, I don't know, was it 15 years ago at Milagro, you know?
Yeah.
And you've worked steadily, and now you're bi-coastal working here and then also New York City. So it's been really great to see you grow, you know, as the wonderful artist that you are.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And it's nice meeting you, Hulana.
You too. You know? Thank you so much for having me.
And Josh, first timer. I'm glad you're here. Won't be the last.
My mother always said I had a face for radio. So thanks for letting me
know. I have a beautiful face for radio, so I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, we just had a request that somebody wants us to repeat the number for the box office. Isn't that great? 503-242-0080. And it's online, too, at profiletheater.org. Josh Hecht, Rebecca Martinez, Hulana Torres from Profile Theater's 26 Miles. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
On stage and studio, and also break legs.
Gracias por todo.
That's it for stage and studio. My thanks to cable engineer Tave Fache Drake. If you missed any of the show, visit stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio, and you can download shows on iTunes. And don't forget to like us on facebook.com/stage_studio and tweet me @stage_studio. Till next time, I'm Dime Roberts.